This is program number LW2778. Hi, this is Larry West. If you listen with any degree of regularity to these little minutes that I spend with you, you know I talk about all kinds of different things. Not long ago, I shared some thoughts on marriage. I talked about how that wife, that husband of yours, ought to be your best friend. Well, I got a letter just a couple of days later from a very lonely, a very disappointed guy. You might find what he says interesting. Maybe you can even empathize with him because of your own situation. Here's what he said. Dear Larry, I just lost the most important person that has ever passed my way to divorce, and the word depression will not describe my feelings. Every minute of the day is filled with questions of why couldn't it have happened another way? I truly failed because of ambition. Greed is more like it. I wish now I could have been her best friend, as you suggested, because she was the only friend that ever counted. You know, best marriages are made by best friends. Before it's too late for you, look again at that one you chose to marry. Is he, is she, your best friend? All too often it's after all the hassle is over with, after all the angry words have been quieted, and after the judge finally says divorce granted, that the husband and the wife turn to each other and say, well, let's at least be friends. It's too late then. Grab a hold of this. Best marriages are made by best friends. You know, best friends look for ways to be best friends. I mean, they even tell each other that they are. You know, they say things like, Sam, Joe, Susan, you're my best friend. But not only do they say it, they show it. They find ways to show it. And to be best friends, husband and wife ought to find creative ways to show that they are best friends. In her book called Creative Counterpart, Linda Dillo presents some ideas from a woman's point of view as to how to be creative. Challenging wives, she says, when was the last time you put a note in his briefcase or lunchbox telling him you love him? Now, speaking from a man's point of view, I like that. Mrs. Dillo says to wives, it takes only a few minutes to write one. She says, we write thank you notes to everybody else, to the neighbor who invited us over for hot dogs, to Aunt Grace who sent the gift of a candy dish. Then she says, but what about the fellow who takes you out to dinner when he'd rather collapse on the sofa, or when he spends Saturday afternoon watching your offspring play a game of baseball, when watching the football game on TV is what he would really rather do? See there? There's a creative way, wife, to show your husband you're his best friend. Now, of course, guys, put the shoe on the other foot. To be her best friend, you've got to do those creative things that would give her a reason to write you a note. What I'm saying is, be each other's best friend. And you know what best friends do. They look for ways to show each other they are best friends. Do it while you're married. Best marriages are made by best friends. So the honeymoon is over. Now is when you fall in love. It's when you find out what each other really is, what each other's weaknesses are. It's when you find out what their frustrations are, what really bothers them, what their handicaps may be. That's when you fall in love with the person. Wedding veil lace covers up blemishes. The honeymoon is over. Now you can become best friends. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. You know, the Bible says, you husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way as with a weaker vessel, since she is a woman, and grant her honor as a fellow heir of the grace of life. Of course, wife, the shoe fits your foot too, you know. He too is to be treated with honor. That's what best friends do to each other. I've written a pamphlet called Things Needed for a Polished Marriage. Things Needed for a Polished Marriage. Write me for it. It's free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.